the best. Why should I lay low when it's high time I told my life story? Homosexuality is the state of being sexually and romantically attracted primarily or exclusively to persons of the same sex, and that is not my life. But I don't mind if I'm called homo, cause it also means human, and I'm the type that can only perform intercourse with only one, and that is my wife. Because I'm the man, though attracted to another man, and guess what? I thought my wife wouldn't find out, but she's smart enough to catch me in the very act. The very act that may be deemed as cheating. In the middle of each night, I take advantage of her sleeping and start being intimate to another, a man to be exact. So obsessed with him that I can't ignore these sentimental feelings attached like South Pole and North Pole kind of magnetic attraction. When I saw him, my soul met him, we became soulmates with soul ties together, like soul ties, making love at first sight upon reading his mind in 1 John 3:23. You can call it infatuation due to love potion. Now hold up, let's cut to the chase in this case.
If it is a crime for a man to fall in love with the Son of Man, I am guilty. If it's wrong loving Jesus, then I don't wanna be right. Even if the thing is bad, but I'm always glad that Christ is my sweet lover. With the Son of David, nothing comes between us. Oh.
One night I got carried away in making love with this very lovely, loving, lovable, loved lover of mine, and I couldn't enjoy the moment only inwardly, so I broke the silence. Like, OMG, oh Jesus, you're so sweet, I shouted and exploded into a song of songs, 4 verse 9 and 10. You have ravished my heart, you hold it hostage with one glance of your eyes and with a single jewel of your necklace. Your love delights me, for it is better than wine, and your perfume has fragrance than spices, and for Shekinah glory's sake, I will continue burning incense. You see, the atmosphere of his manifest presence is so intriguing that my lips are only charged with utterance of romance. What an essence of substance, such that my wife's attention was captured. She woke up and walked up to me and asked,
why?
Nein, Angel, God, this looks like I'm caught red-handedly cheating. So first things first, I firstly faced her face to face like a face man with wrinkled facial expressions facing the facts of having disturbed her sleeping. But she said,
every time you leave me on bed in the middle of each night to give attention to this other lover, I only remain lonely. So why? Why leave me alone when you can carry me along?
See, she wasn't even insecure about it. So I figured this is just a matter of being more in love and making more love together alongside this other lover. I think there is nothing wrong. But the way you are blinking and winking at me, it's like you are linking me to a cranking ship which should be sinking with my stinking thinking. But yo, what you can't recover is time wasted. So instead of wasting time filing in for divorce, my wife has embraced this third personality that we've set as the center of our marriage. But don't get it twisted. This man is the absolute opposite of steal, kill, and destroy, because he came that we may have life and have it in abundance. To God be the glory. So I'm not mad, I'm just madly in love with this rich man. But if you think being materialistic is a sin, Nishlobiolo, cause in his father's house are many mansions to accommodate a debt and set a good story.
If it is a crime for a man to fall in love with the Son of Man, I am guilty. If it's wrong loving Jesus, then I don't wanna be right. If the thing is bad, but I'm always glad that Christ is my sweet lover. With the Son of David, nothing comes between us.
See, here is my 1 Corinthians 13 love definer, and my 1 John 4:8 love designer. Yes, is my major to that degree, and my wife doesn't mind being the minor. Though I thought any wife enjoys headlining, but mine is determining me prioritizing the son of man above her, meaning she stopped minding being my second liner. And since my wife and I are truly the church, then he has all the rights to legally marry both of us at once, including you who is listening right now, cause him alone can exhibit polygamy straightforward. He's the only man you can date inside or outside your marriage, and your spouse doesn't have to feel jealous. Like, I literally express my love for him in front of my wife, yet she never thinks I'm gay, what? But if that sounds androphilic, like an androphilia, then the labeling theory may come out as an androphile to mean one who is attracted to men or masculinity. But I redefine this as being romantically married in threesome with yourself, your wife, and this very handsome Jesus, and having sex with only one wife is just another expression of worship to his divinity. I mean, come on.
I am married to the Son.